producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Adam Thompson Show.
Cutting edge.
I just told you to shut the f*** up.
No holds barred.
Thanks for not calling me a liar, son of a f***.
The latest trending topics,
legal cases,
and social issues.
In your face commentary on all subjects.
Adam Thompson.
You can't handle the truth. Adam Thompson brings his 25-year experience as a high-profile criminal and civil trial lawyer and gritty New York street smarts and attitude to the studio.
Real unbiased talk.
Those who want respect, give respect.
You never know what he'll say next. This is the Adam Thompson Show. Here's your host, Adam Thompson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Adam Thompson Show. Don't you like that I always start the show all amped up? Welcome to another edition of the Adam. I feel like a barker in front of Ringling Brothers trying to amp everything up before we get started. But you know why I do that? Because I really am excited to be here. I love it when the time comes every Saturday night that we all get together to talk about what's important going on around the world and trying to educate people and make just our little part of the world that much better. And maybe we can get it to spiral that we make the whole world a better place. Because remember, information and knowledge is power, and we want to spread it as much as we can, because the better we are at being informed about the reality of the things, the better decisions we make, and the better decisions we make, the better the world gets. How's that for a good philosophy? Maybe I'll become Adam the Philosopher. I don't know. It sounds like a plan. But thanks for joining us, as always. Anyone that's new out there, be sure to check us out at our websites, www.adamthompsonshow.com or www.adamthompsonlaw.com. Everything you want to know about the show, our guests, past shows, everything's there. So go check it out. And there's a lot that we're going to cover on today's show, but the most pressing thing that everyone's talking about are the Syrian refugees and whether or not this country should let them in. And a lot of the show today is going to be discussing this. We're going to have guests on. I'm going to have Stephen David Elliott, who's a teacher of Jewish studies, come on to talk about some of these issues, as well as Larry Johnson, who's a former State Department counterterrorism official, as part of our debate panel. So we're going to be going over these issues a lot today. And the reason why is because we're at a crossroads in this country. And it's a very important time, and right decisions have to be made. And you have to question whether or not our leaders, Barack Obama and the people that he has around him, advising him, like John Kerry, the Secretary of State, are they really the right people to be making these decisions? Because right now we live in a different era, a different world. And as Americans, we always want to represent that we are the country of hope. We're the country of freedom. You can come here and this is where you can live out your dreams. You want to dream? Dream big. You want to make it happen? Come to America. You know, back in the day, you come on the boats as an immigrant. You see the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor and she's there. You see the flames going up, the crown, the whole nine yards, and that plaque that she wears saying, you know, give us your poor and your meek, everybody else, whatever it is. It's a great quote. But she's welcoming in immigrants to this country with a hope to a different life, to freedom, escaping from somewhere where they didn't have that, a place that could make their life better. That's what everyone in this world should want, a place where they could live comfortable within their own skin and live out their life the way they feel comfortable. You have a religion you want to practice it? Practice it. An occupation you want to do? Do it. You know, all the things in life you would hope that humanity can offer to all of us. You know, what did Jefferson say? The pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, we hear all these quotes, but are there really meanings behind the quotes? Because I think about these things all the time, and now we have millions of Syrian refugees that want to come here, and they want that freedom. They want that life. But there's many people that think they don't. And the question is, let's suppose even if they do, is it America's responsibility then to open up the gates, open up the borders, and let them in? That's the question, because many people say no. In fact, the recent polls say 53% of Americans don't want them in because of the risks that are involved. Well, what are those risks? Well, the risks are that among those Syrian refugees, people that are legitimately trying to flee the country for the safety of themselves and their family, please, and get a better life, a peaceful life, that there may be some within those groups coming bring in that maybe radicalize Islamic extremists and terrorists. Is that a legitimate concern? Well, unless you live with your head in the sand and you're an ostrich and you want to deny the reality, the truth is that is a real reality. But do we turn our backs on all those refugees who are trying to escape and save their lives? Well, as a country, we would hope that we wouldn't do that, and we would try to render help in some way, shape, or form. So the question has to be, if America wants to help and be a beacon of hope and freedom, what's the best way to do that in this situation where we still can maintain that image, but at the same time still protect our country, our nation, our people, our way of life, and our own values? So is opening the gates and letting them into the country the right solution? I think not, because there are reasonable alternatives. In the Middle East alone, there's so many other neighboring Muslim countries where they all practice the same religion, they're of the same faith, where they can assimilate together and things would work much easier than here. No one wants Muslims coming here that are going to be saying, well, now we're invoking Sharia law here, and this is how we're living, and we're not listening to the thing you're going to tell us. No one wants that. We've seen the disasters that happen across Europe in countries that let them in and just let them not assimilate and open up communities like that where that took over. Now people are afraid to even go near those communities. So we would never let that happen in the United States. But there are options where we can let them go to neighboring Muslim states, countries. You know, we have Saudi Arabia. Right now, Saudi Arabia has 100,000 tents set up that could hold over 1 million refugees, according to some news articles that are published out there. Now, I have no idea why that is not being seen as a first option. Different countries could participate in the transition of these Syrian refugees to that nation, setting them up. U.S. could help give aid, which would show we're trying to do the right thing. Other countries that are involved, France, Britain, wherever it is, could also render aid and assistance. And the goal should be to help them learn how to go back to Syria and fight to take back their country or set them up in places where they can be safe and lead a productive life. But who says it has to be here? I don't understand that. And the reason I keep stressing that is we don't have the capabilities. I don't care what anybody's going to tell me. We do not have the capabilities of vetting any of these refugees out. We don't. We don't have paperwork on them. We don't have a paper trail to follow. It's basically what we're told, and that's it. There's very little that we can do. Very little that we can do. Now, are there some refugees that are safer to take in than others? Sure. Children, yes. Women, moms, sure. Older males, yes. But do we want to take in males of what's called the military or fighting age from 17 up until around 45 that can pose a threat here, that if they are jihadists can do harm to us? Probably not. And I'm sure other countries are worried about taking in that same population because of the hazards and potential danger that it poses. So we need to make sure if we're going to deal with refugees at all, we selectively take in certain refugees and completely vet them out. If we can't vet them out, as sad and as tragic as it may sound, then we need to do something and put a system in place where they will be in a different country or a different location, and then we just render aid. At least we're doing something. But to say that we have to let them in, because America has this image of we're the people who have to help everyone else around the world, so open the floodgates, let them in, but we're going to pose a risk and a danger to our own people, is wrong. I do not agree with that. And I spoke to many people today, several of which when I was on Facebook were actually comparing the Syrian refugees to the refugees from World War II that came in when the Jews were fleeing from Germany in the concentration camps because they knew their life was over, because Hitler's last solution was to kill Jews all around the world, and he was starting in Europe and going to exterminate them as a race. This is completely different, and I am pretty much offended that you would even make the comparison, because the Jews pose no harm to anyone. There's never been an argument that they are putting on vests filled with bombs that they're going to detonate and kill people. They don't go into other foreign countries and push their religion on the people that live there, and if they don't want to follow that religion, then threaten to harm or kill them because they say their religion is best of all. Wake up, smell the coffee, get a drink of reality.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We're going to stay on this whole issue of the Syrian refugees coming to the United States. And I want to stay on topic because, you know, it's been blowing up the internet today. In particular, I had a huge Facebook exchange with other journalists and reporters that are out there from other shows. And the debate was raging on, I can't tell you for how many hours, where the comparison was being made about Jews that fled from Germany in World War II as to the Syrian refugees that are fleeing to come and get entry into our country today. So I couldn't think of anyone better to bring on who could discuss this topic than a historian, former teacher of Jewish studies, and a former radio talk show host, Stephen David Elliott. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Adam.
Great. Now, listen, I want to ask you, Stephen, you heard the intro that I gave. There are so many people out there that say the comparison between the Jews that fled Europe during World War II that were facing extermination and concentration camps and so on is such a bad comparison to the Syrian refugees that are fleeing and attempting now to get entry into the United States. As a historian in particular of Jewish history, can you tell us what the differences are? Do you think it's a fair comparison, or do you think it's off point? What's your viewpoint as someone that has studied this?
Well, first of all, I'm sensitive to any refugees and anyone who's being killed by a barbaric regime. But in this case, to compare, you know, to tug at people's heartstrings, comparing Syrian refugees to Jewish refugees, it's not a proper comparison. It really is a shell game.
Okay, why so? For my listeners out there that really aren't up to the past history, what's different about the Jewish refugees that tried to come over in World War II as compared to these Syrian refugees?
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, Jews are an ethnic group, and Syrians are a national group. Jews were being persecuted simply because they were Jews, and wherever the Nazis could find them, they were going to kill them. Most Syrians are Muslims, and they're the people that are persecuting them in Syria are Muslims as well. The ISIS group, they don't want to kill Muslims necessarily. They want to kill Christians. They want to kill Yazidis. They don't have any Jews to kill, or they would be killing them too. They won't want to rule over Muslims. So it's a very different situation. Right,
yeah.
There at the very base of it.
Right. I mean, just as you open in this introduction, that makes it quite apparent. To me, you're clearly comparing apples versus oranges here. But the other issue also is that I find very troubling is the Jews during World War II had nowhere to go. There wasn't a Jewish state back then. Some people actually think there was. And throughout all of Europe, Germany was taking control pretty much of all of Europe, and mostly the doors were closed from anywhere that Jews could go. So it's different to me because unless I'm missing something, the Syrian refugees, many of them are already in other countries, some in the region as safe havens, whether it's Turkey or other countries in the Middle East, where they actually got out of Syria and now they're supposedly safe, but now they want to leave again to come to a better place that they see more economically fit for them to prosper in. Am I missing that point, or is that on target?
No, you're not. It's an economic – these are primarily economic refugees. If you're to look at the photos and the videos, they're primarily – men. In fact, many of them are men of fighting age. I really feel that these refugees are in safe places in Lebanon and in Jordan and in Turkey. And we need to find ways to help them there in those countries so they can return to Syria or they can return to Iraq and they can fight ISIS. I mean, there was no Jewish army during World War II to protect the Jews, first and foremost. There are 5 million Muslims under arms that are, in theory, moderate Muslims. ISIS only has 30,000 troops. It's a very small army. Why don't these 5 million Muslim troops form a coalition and get rid of ISIS?
Well, that's
utilize refugees and train them.
Right.
Had, you know, they're also comparing them to Cuban refugees as well, I've been reading. Well, the Cuban refugees in the United States, we train them to return to fight Castro. Unfortunately, during the Bay of Pigs, we let them down, and they were massacred. But I feel that rather than keep people in refugee camps in the Middle East forever, I can understand not wanting to stay in a refugee camp. But we could be providing economic incentives, putting them to work there in those regions, create economic zones, and also train them to go back to fight in Syria and Iraq. Doesn't that make sense, Adam?
It absolutely makes sense, and that goes to a point I wanted to bring up. I read a story that clearly showed Saudi Arabia has the means in the land to house over a million different refugees, but has not yet opened their doors. One graphic photo in an article I read showed that they have 100,000 tents set up with air conditioning, fully able and capable to house refugees, and it would comfortably do up to a million people, but they have refused to do this. Now, given our relationship with Saudi Arabia, that we provide military protection to them, I don't understand why the U.S. isn't leveraging that relationship to say, take them in, we will provide financial aid. This way, it keeps them out of the United States and all the threats that we face with potential terrorists getting access within our borders, but we're rendering the aid like you're talking about, and they can actually train them to return to Syria and help establish that nation and maybe even in a democratic society. Doesn't that make more sense to you?
It makes absolute sense. Unfortunately, the current administration has done everything possible to alienate its allies in the region. Saudi Arabia, Jordan, traditional allies like Turkey. I'm sure if we had a stronger president in office that would give guarantees to those countries that, yes, we're going to help you to house those refugees there, then we would be able to achieve what you and I are just discussing. But I feel that that really is not what our government currently wants to do. They do want to bring those people over to the United States. They have ulterior motives. We don't have enough time to discuss it here. But getting back to what we say about the difference between Germans and Jews, I mean, there were no Jews that were going around bombing throughout the world on multiple continents like ISIS is. So we really didn't have a threat of Jews causing any problems here on the home front. And there was recently a poll done of refugees, Syrian refugees, coming into Europe. One out of eight of them, although they were refugees from the region, had some sympathy for ISIS and the Islamic Caliphate state. Well, that's very disturbing in and of itself, and you have to be cautious of that. Can you imagine if 13% of the Jews could potentially be sympathetic to the Nazis, we wouldn't have wanted them in the United States either today.
Right. No,
that wasn't the case, and that isn't the case.
Right. No, that's a very excellent point to bring up. And when you're looking at the plan that President Obama has, and we only have 30 seconds left, so I have to wrap this up, you know, with the number of refugees we're talking about taking in, which could be a few million, if you're saying one out of eight is sympathetic to ISIS and their goals or their plight, just think about those numbers that if they get into this country, what they could potentially do if they're able to convert to radical Islam and carry out those acts here. That gets truly scary. Stephen David Elliott, I want to thank you for joining us. I'd love to get you back so we can get into this more in depth. So keep your eyes and ears open and keep getting that good information for us. Thanks for joining us, Stephen.
Thank you, Adam.
Take care. Okay, everybody, we'll be right.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, everybody, we're back, and it's that time on the Adam Thompson Show that all our audience loves the most. Of course, I'm talking about our off-the-hook debate segment. This is when we bring in great panelists from all walks of life with real expertise in the areas we'll be discussing, as well as very extreme opinions, which everybody wants to hear. Best part about this, according to you guys, and I agree, is that it is unscripted. We have great guest panelists, but they don't know the topics. They don't know what we're talking about. There's no pre-preparing, so you get talking points and pre-done witty statements, so they all sound so intelligent. They're just going to say what they honestly think, off the cuff, spontaneous, so you get real truthful answers on this panel, probably more than anywhere else. So with that said, let me bring in our great panel for today, and then we'll get started. One of the editorial directors over at Slant News, rejoining us, Amanda Gutterman, conservative talk show host from the Barry Farber Show, the one and only Barry Farber, and great joining us today, Larry Johnson, who worked as a CIA intelligence analyst in the State Department on counterterrorism. He briefed Hillary Clinton actually face-to-face on Afghanistan in 2007, so his expertise on foreign affairs and politics is going to be greatly appreciated during this session. Everybody, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, let's get rocking. Today, all over the internet, with the argument about letting the Syrian refugees into our country, the debates have been multifold in all different ways. Should the states take them in? Can the states keep them out? Can the governors really do this? Does federal law control? Before we even get to any of that, when you read the need to take in the refugees, there's so many arguments going around. And one that really disturbed me, and it was a huge Facebook thread I was on today with, I can't tell you, dozens of people responding and jumping in, where someone compared the Syrian refugees coming over into our country to World War II, when Jews were fleeing Europe to get away from the Nazis and being killed in concentration camps. I think the analogy is terrible. It's apples and oranges. I don't know why it was made, but so many people were jumping in and saying, no, it is like that, and we can't turn our backs on these people. Am I wrong or am I right? So let me start with you, Amanda Gutterman. Do you think that analogy is fair? It's on point or is it off?
I think that if we close our arms to the people around the world who need refuge, we're no longer America. It might even be unconstitutional for governors to try and block taking in these Syrian refugees who need a place to come. Every time there's been a new wave of refugees in America, there's been xenophobia and there's been fear that their goals and their who they are as people aren't aligned with the rest of America. Every time they've been wrong. If we don't open our arms now, we're playing right into what ISIS wants, which is to divide us.
Well, I know we all want to take a strong stand for the principles of America and stand up to these bullies. That's what terrorists are. And we need to show that we're together and unified. But that doesn't answer my question. So I'm going to go to you, Barry Farber. It's the comparison of the refugees today coming in from Syria, a fair comparison to the Jews that were escaping Nazi persecution and concentration camps.
Well, first of all, I've got to confess, I, in a way, love refugees. I love America's attitude historically toward refugees. During the Hungarian Revolution, I worked for no pay for Catholic Charities resettling Hungarian refugees in my home state of North Carolina. But this is different. Has any other refugee group ever come into a country and right away started saying, we don't want to assimilate, we don't want to be part of you, we're going to dress like we dress, we're going to talk like we talk, we are going to be our own caliphate inside your country. We don't care about you, and we don't care about your history. You can shove it all. We are going to use your country. We are going to get everything we want, and we are not going to be dismayed or foiled. We'll cut your giz out if you give us a dirty look. Did the Jews of Nazi Germany, did they try to take over Germany? Did they try to overwhelm Germany? Did they crash the German party? And with reading off the charts, demographics try to overwhelm them? Did they refrain from eating pork if they were really Jewish? But did they try to keep the Germans, the non-Jewish Germans, from eating pork? This refugee crowd is different. And I am saying I still want them to come insofar as everyone can be vetted and vouched for. I don't care how much political correctness has to be trashed. If they can be vouched for and vetted, let them in. And I don't want to hear any whining about the FBI and the LAPD and the NYPD sending Arab speakers into the mosque to snoop around and see what the sermons are saying. Humanitarianism, yes. Suicide, invasion, no.
All right, let me get to you, Larry Johnson, because Barry Farber, a lot of words. I'm still more confused than ever. So let me go to you, Larry Johnson. Is it a fair comparison of the Jews escaping the Nazis in World War II as compared to the Syrian refugees today?
No, it's not a fair comparison. The Jews escaping Nazi Germany were facing very strict, very specific racial laws. Jam in Syria is really like a tossed salad. There are some refugees who are fleeing ISIS, who is trying to exterminate anybody who doesn't profess their version of Islam. Those, I would say, you could put in the category of the Jews in World War II trying to escape the Nazi Germany. But there's also a significant number who are Islamists, who are fighting against Syria's Bashar al-Assad, and who are seeking to escape. And then within those ranks are people who are potentially linked to terrorism. The problem we have is there is no U.S. database that you can query that can provide you with a validation of whether a person is or is not a threat. No such animal exists. There is no integrated database between FBI and CIA. So consequently, the process of actually verifying who an individual is and establishing their identity is mythical. you know, what I do in my business on a daily basis for companies overseas is verify the identity of individuals who are trying to get involved with commercial activities. And it's extremely difficult. And there we get to work with actually law enforcement entities in other countries. The problem in Syria is it's in complete disarray. So the governor is being quite proper in stipulating that it would be appropriate for U.S. government officials, particularly the director of the CIA, the director of FBI, the director of the National Intelligence Agency, Jim Clapper, to certify that the people that they're letting in are, in fact, do not pose a threat. You know, once you try to impose some accountability on somebody, I think you'll see this idea disappear.
Well, I agree with you. I think you bring a lot of reason to this argument, Larry Johnson. You know, when I look at this situation, there was never any claim or allegation that the Jews that were fleeing Nazi Germany in any way, shape, or form posed a threat to Americans here in the country or to our nation's way of doing things or our lifestyle or our values. In fact, they were shared pretty much by almost every Jew that would have been coming over here. Unlike the Syrians that are coming here, the same may not be true. There may be mixed among them some that are sympathetic to Islam that have radicalized ideas. In fact, in a recent poll that just came out, they basically said, should the U.S. take in refugees from Syria? And the majority, 53%, say no. They don't think it's a good idea.
Adam, if you're going to say that if there are Christians who've been fleeing extermination, which there are, that there are Yazidis who are fleeing extermination, which there are, if they're Kurds, you know, that's one category. But we also have to recognize that there are elements of al-Nusra and other radical Islamic groups that are Sunni that have been the target both of the Syrians and now of Iranian troops and of Russian military strikes that are fleeing. And they do definitely sympathize with and have vowed to, and in some cases, to attack America. So, you know, we can't ignore that and pretend it doesn't exist.
Absolutely. You're dead on. And I think that's why people in this country really need to wake up. Because do America be that beacon of hope and freedom all around the world and in everyone's eyes? Absolutely. Those are our values, and that's what we want to keep promoting. And that's the way we want to live and we should live. But the reality is we live in a different world today, and there are many people from different parts of the world. And we're talking about the region that's the hotbed for all of this, the Middle East, where there are people there that want to bring harm to our country, our way of life, and our people. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, everybody, we're back. Let me go to you now, Barry Farber. You know, we were last talking about the comparison between European Jews that were escaping and the Syrian refugees being led into this country. You know, I ended the last segment by saying how pretty overwhelmingly the majority of Americans think that it's a bad idea to just let the Syrian refugees into the country. They're nervous about it because of the potential that they may be sympathetic to radical Islam and the dangers that presents, or actually be radicalized Islamics that will come into the country and pose a danger and a threat to the people here. But I do understand the argument that we want to open our doors. You know, this is a country of immigrants to begin with. So we should keep that spirit and hope alive, but in a responsible way. What do you think needs to be done? Because we're hearing how the vetting process, some say it works, some say it doesn't. There's no papers. What needs to be done, Barry Farber, if we're going to let these refugees into the country? Or should we just keep them out and let them stay in the Middle East and the countries and take them there?
No, I like what you just suggested. Have your secretary type it and I'll sign it. But I think, and Larry is right, there is no way to do any conventional vetting of individuals coming in from Syria. By the way, I would like to know why they're fleeing their country. Why don't they stay and try to liberate their country? Why should they, I'm quoting the Polish foreign minister now, why should they be sitting in the cafes of Europe sipping coffee while the boys of those free Western democracies are doing the fighting and dying? Since Larry is right and we cannot vet conventionally, let's fall back. What's the next best thing? Let us vet by category. Let in the Christians. They are most likely to be persecuted over there and least likely to make trouble over here. Women, orphans, men over 50, at least for God's sake, minimize the risk. And in conclusion, just let me say, well, if I'm arguing with somebody, I want to know one thing. Does that person think I'm making up a straw man? Oh, there might be some jihadists coming in. No, we know for a fact that refugees, or at least terrorists posing as refugees, have come in on the refugee flight routes and joined terrorist groups, and in some cases committed acts of terrorism and died as of last Friday. Let's do the safest thing and still the Americans.
Well, Amanda,
frankly, this is outrageous and xenophobic. No refugee has ever committed an act of terrorism on U.S. soil. The people fleeing from ISIS are the enemies of ISIS. They're our friends. We need to bring them in. And even the men among them aren't necessarily trained as soldiers. It's outrageous to say that they should stay there and fight against ISIS when they're mostly women and children. There are men, but they're not trained for that. These are refugees.
How do you know? How do you know who they are, Amanda? How do you know who they are?
We've taken in refugees time and time again from war-torn countries. No, we've always had skepticism, and we've never been able to vet them that way.
Are?
And no refugee has ever committed an act of terror on
U.S.
soil.
Well, let me just jump in, Barbara. Let me just point this out to Amanda. There's an article, I believe from today in the Daily Mail, that the headline is America's Enemies Within, how nearly 70 have been arrested in America over ISIS plots in the last 18 months, including refugees who have been given safe haven but turned to terror. There are refugees that have gotten into this country that have been linked to terror plots. So
there's no refugee that committed an act of terror on U.S. soil. A lot of people at home, a lot of people who've lived here for generations have committed horrible acts of terror. There was a cover today on the New York Daily News calling the NRA jihadists and terrorists for their views on guns. Most of our terrorists in America are homegrown.
Okay, Beck, jump in. I really want to say something.
No, well, I mean, that's actually, that's a false argument. It doesn't matter. You know, there has been Sacco and Vanzetti, I would remind you, Italian immigrants that did carry out a terrorist attack back in the 1920s. But I come back to you and ask you specifically, number one, you're mistaken in claiming that they're all fleeing ISIS. Some of these are fleeing ISIS. Some of them are fleeing Syrian government and other military operations that are being carried against rebels. It's an intermixed group. It's not strictly one dimension. So how do you know what their composition are? You're asserting with great, as if you know that you vetted them yourself. You've been able to review a list. Having personally been, I still hold clearances. Having seen classified information, I can simply tell you that the U.S. government does not have capability. And it's magical thinking on your part.
Amanda. What I know is that statistically, when you keep refugees near the war zone, when you keep them penned up, when you don't give them access to safe countries, that's where they turn into terrorists. And statistically, you don't need clearance to know.
That's
where they become radicalized.
Wait, you're making
that's
up
where
facts.
They become radicalized.
That is nonsense. That is nonsense. You're making up facts. I followed terrorist activities for the last 25 years. I followed the statistics. You're making that up. The fact of the matter is they can be resettled in Jordan. They can be resettled in Turkey. They can be resettled in Saudi Arabia. They don't need to be settled in the United States because culturally they don't share anything in common with us.
So Larry, the point that I brought up about Saudi Arabia having, this was in an article today, they have 1,000 tents set up that could hold over 1 million of the Syrian refugees, but they will not let them in and have not taken one. Isn't that a better alternative? They're within the Middle East. These are fellow Muslims. Why is that not a first alternative rather than putting them in Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York and so on? Am I missing something?
Because the reality is that Saudi Arabia, along with Turkey, have actually been funding many of the rebels, the Islamic rebels, that have been carrying out much of this war. They are responsible in large measure, and frankly, the United States shares certain blame in that area because we too have been funding this. This was an entirely a war that was started with the help of the United States to get rid of Bashar al-Assad as an indirect measure of trying to contain Iran. And the reason we're trying to contain Iran is we invaded Iraq and dismantled a Sunni Shia stalemate and put the Shia in charge. I mean, we're like the guy that sets fire to a house. And then when the neighbor comes out of the house trying to put the fire out, we not only tackle the neighbor to keep him from doing it, but we keep pouring gasoline on it.
Well, it's certainly gone from bad to worse, and you raised the big question of the sleeping elephant in the room for sure, Larry, that our responsibility in this has to be acknowledged because we went to war, as we know, under Bush, and all hell broke loose, and Should we have even taken out Saddam Hussein? Should we have been involved in that war? Wasn't under false pretenses? I mean, the list goes on and on. But ever since that happened, Iran rose to power in the area. ISIS came out of nowhere and developed a move quickly. And any hope of getting Assad out in Syria seemed to vanish when there was a pocket and a window where it seemed like maybe we could back some moderates to overthrow him, and that went down at the wayside. So now
we never had moderates to back there. I mean, look, the reality is if you go back and track it.
Well, if you believe Obama, there was a pocket of moderates. I don't know how true it is.
That's nonsense. Look, it was Obama and Hillary both got behind this this plan with the backing of the Saudis and the Turks, and that was that we were moving weapons, we were moving money, we were moving training to a variety of groups, and we didn't distinguish between moderate and radical Islam. And it was, in fact, the radical Islamists that got the upper hand early on. And here was Bashar al-Assad, who had agreed to try to cooperate with the United States. We rejected that out of hand. We helped start the civil war there. Once the civil war is up and running and Bashar al-Assad is fighting rebels, then we condemn him for doing what Abraham Lincoln did in this country, and we build a monument to him. I mean, this thing is absurd, the propaganda that is being unfolded in the United States to portray Bashar al-Assad as the greatest evil that has befallen, while the United States stands by and provides funding and weapons to radical Islamists, all the while claiming they were fighting a war on terror against Islamists.
Well,
we've lost our minds.
Well, we only have a minute and a half left, so I'm going to ask you guys yes and no questions. So maybe give a one-line answer. Would you let the Syrian refugees into this country? Yes or no, Amanda Gutterman?
Yes, because they're already here, even in the states that say they don't want them.
Okay, Barry Farber, yes or no? Let them in or keep them out?
Well, Amanda is not in a world of reality when she says it's outrageous to think these young men could have fought Bashar Assad. There was plenty of room at the beginning. The Reform Party of Syria, there were moderates. They quickly got flushed out by the jihadists. There was a revolution in this country. Only 30% of the colonialists here wanted a free America. They fought and they prevailed. And Amanda, I'm still staggered by your saying, oh, the ISIS, they're not going to come over here. They don't like us. They're not going to admit they are ISIS, for crying out loud. They're going to mingle with the refugees.
Larry Johnson, would you let them in or not? Keep them out or let them in?
I would only let in the Christian and Jewish refugees from Syria.
I agree. We got to leave it there, folks. We're way out of time, but I want to tell everybody.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.